everywhere, you know. Uh-huh. We never figured out a storm out of the east, nor did they.
Did the wind blow for very long?
Well, not too long sometimes. Sometimes blow quite a while.
Mm-hmm. What's the longest it's ever blown?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Just didn't remember that, huh?
Well, I've seen them straight dust storms blow for a half day at a time. Come up by the south, and them was just straight heavy winds. It wouldn't be nothing like a cyclone. Mm-hmm. All those blow your shed, roof off your shed and chicken out and everything, you know, lots of time.
You ever been caught in a cyclone?
No.
Not were
never been caught out of a cyclone.
Did they hit your area when you were a boy at all?
Oh yes, we had. Well, we never had a house blow away. Mm-hmm. We've had the sheds blow away, such as that. Mm-hmm. I had a little barn out here on the place blow away 2 years ago. Hmm. Kind of funny. I had that little grain, a double wall grain, and I was, and it blew away, and I had a shed right by it. It wasn't built good at all, and didn't touch it at all. Huh. Blew this barn right away. Good built little barn, now right away from inside this shed, and it didn't blow the shed away at all. Hmm.
Talking about the weather, did you ever get any of those cold winds from the north with
snow? Oh gosh, yes.
Do you have any special name for those?
Blizzards.
They're
quite common early days.
Mm-hmm. Were those ever called anything else?
Well, just blizzards.
Northers?
Northern. They'll call them a northerner.
Oh, was that a newer term, or?
Huh? Northern was a regular term of them. Uh-huh. Blizzard northerners.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any of those days when, it was kind of, where the ground was warm, the air was cold, and a little moisture in the air? Maybe it's the other way around, and then you get that old white, misty stuff?
Fog?
Yeah.
Oh, my land, I seen fog when you couldn't hardly see the horses when you're driving them away. Mm. We still have them. We had a lot of foggy weather this year here, a lot of hazy weather here, you know.
Yeah.
But fogs, you know, the fog go up and come down, you know. Mm-hmm. I've seen them fogs raise, you know.
That's kind of eerie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Move around there.
Have you ever seen them mirages? They don't have them so many here. Lots of them out in the Panhandle, Texas, on the flat land, you know.
Yeah.
You know, up there we had a house 3 miles west of us, and every once in a while, early days, I could see the people walking around that house. Well, over the hills, you know, there's two or three creeks between us and that. And when they'd have them rods, we'd all get out and find that house. It's still sitting up there yet.
Huh.
It'd be 3 miles. We'd see the people even walking around that house. Hmm. I'd like to know what causes that.
I would too. I can't explain it. I think it's a heat inversion where you get the... And let's see, the fog, and then toward fall, the end of the growing season comes with the first what?
Frost.
Uh-huh.
You know, frost comes different times. I've seen it late as the 8th day of November. Then I've seen it up in September, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's awful when it comes in September.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I know last year I gathered all my green tomatoes. I watched the television set, found out when the first frost was going to be. Gathered my tomatoes, I think.
But I never saw one much later than the 8th of November along in there.
Uh-huh. That's pretty late. We had a pretty late frost this year, didn't we?
I guess we did. I just don't pay much attention to it anymore. Uh-huh.
If there hasn't, well, if you have a gentle breeze, and then it gets, it turns into a pretty strong wind, and then it's still blowing, what do you say the wind is doing?
Well, we just say it's a mild wind.
Uh-huh. Well, if it's mild, and then it gains strength.
Well, we call that, I don't know, we aren't had much distinction between a heavy wind. It either has to be a windstorm or a quiet wind, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been raining hard and then it's not raining so hard, you say
that... Because it's slacked up.
Uh-huh. The rain is slacking up?
The rain is slacking up.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned that, a long period of dry weather, such as we had in the...
Well, I'll tell you, in the year of 94, we didn't have no rain.